You're listening to the Mental Ideas Podcast, the only radio show where the lunatics are fully licensed to take over the asylum. I'm Sadie Kay, and so am I. Coming up. I really pushed the boat out this week, and I can't believe I'm set in a Hong Kong studio about to interview the legendary Jackie Chan. That's Jacqueline. She works in banking and has bipolar disorder. Jackie Chan.
Hi.
I'm Jackie Chan.
How are you?
I'm great.
So tell me all there is to know about the real Jackie Chan.
My temper is always not that great. When I was like a teenager in high school, during class, I would just throw my book on the ground and then just like kick the table and then like even like crack the windows. And like so many people actually got scared of me. I'm not really like those soft girl, and I love to beat people.
No, all the studio equipment is fortunately glued down.
I remember once I was in New York, just some people in a nightclub, like bombing to me. Really crowded, right? I just got really, really pissed off. I just hit that people, like the bouncer just kicked me out. To be fair, she did something wrong. She just smoking inside the nightclub. You know, the cigarette just like burned into my skin a little. I got really, really mad, and then just I like punch her a little. You know, the boyfriend's next to her, and then they just got really scared of me. And I think a little overreact.
Slightly.
Because I know she didn't do it on purpose.
Probably just as well that they brought in the smoking ban. Otherwise half of Soho would be in A&E. You'll never see me smoking a cigarette car,
cigarette smoke car, that's not me. I still having that problem that whenever like I got really mad, especially when the bipolar hits me, I just like get very angry. I just can't help it. Like I hurt my ex-boyfriend. He's actually little fat, not crazily fat. He's a really big guy.
So he was punching above his weight. You were punching him in the face.
I know.
Do I hear wedding bells?
I just like hit him with lot of thing. Like I hurt him like with computer, throw the computer to his head and make him use a big bomb.
Hitting him with a laptop, Jesus.
Like I actually broke his thumb.
How did you manage to do that? How did
you
break someone's thumb?
He's a pretty big guy. I don't know how. He's way bigger than me. Like I didn't mean to. There's one night I got pretty pissed off. We just like kind of having this, you know, fight. He tried to hold me back. I'm a big person too. I don't know. This is the worst part of my bipolar.
Did he ever call the police?
No, he never did that.
You were lucky.
That was a relief. Around him, I just like can't control myself. Like just, I can't. Oh, you never met anyone like that? I had that problem for a long time.
I can be Elise Cannon. But never to the point of hitting anybody.
Like at the end, you even like come up with like a, this is like a little paper on, like stick on the wall and then marking how many times I hit him. Like he just say, once you reach a certain amount, I will never ever see you again.
You must be concerned, right?
It's difficult, to be honest. Very difficult. Especially every time I meet some guy, I always get triggered no matter what. I want to be happy. I want to be happy around people. It's just so hard. I want to be normal. I want to think normal. So I just went to talk to some string and then talk. Doesn't really help.
Where are you with meds?
I study like math, you know? So I need to be sharp. Pretty difficult when you are mad. It's difficult to be sharp. I don't want that to like ruin my anything, like my study or anything.
I can't even begin to imagine what it must be like to be good at maths. I was nervous that meds would like sap my creativity and turn me into the sort of person you dread having to sit next to at dinner parties, dull-witted and drooling into the soup. I mean, I probably am that person. But anyway.
Does it help?
Well, we'll get some soup after this and then you tell me.
Yeah, I wish.
What about exercise? What helps?
I have day like a boxing trainer for like a year back Whoa. In New York.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, I didn't do boxing, but just I know he likes.
I think you should. It's good for getting your anger out. No,
the thing is, I'm scared of that because if I learn something, actually could be so practical in fighting, and I love fighting. Even like now, I can break people's thumbs. That's exactly the reason why I'm not doing that. I like drawing. I like painting a lot.
Do you think it's true that people with bipolar disorder are more creative than those without it?
I think they're more creative. I think because the brain is more active. Up and down, up and down, up and down. Just like I sometimes wish I'm like, I can do like some artist job, like rather than just doing stupid banking.
Yeah. Why don't you?
Art is like, it's not something you can make money out of it. It's really Chinese like mindset. I can't really imagine myself like being like, oh, all of a sudden I can't even afford to have dinner at some restaurant. I feel like busy can be something to fix the problem. Just busy, 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 super busy, especially
yeah.
busy as like you have to actually move yourself to somewhere else, not like just thinking, you know, not like just using your brain sitting on a chair. Whenever I travel, I just like, I would think I'm not me. I would think I'm someone else and living in other people's life. But it's hard to do that if you just, you know, still in your zone.
I know how you feel because I've actually done that too. I actually spent about 2 years of my life in the air catching long-haul flights. I'd had meningitis, nearly died.
Yeah.
And when I woke up in hospital, I had amnesia.
Super crazy.
The memories did start coming back, but in a very jumbled up way. When you turn up at the airline lounge and the concierge staff who are paid to be obsequiously nice to their most frequent flyers sort of gasp and go, oh, not you again. It's a good indication that your life is chaos.
I actually wish I can have that life. If you don't use your brain that much, you're just using your body and then just go and run. Like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but eventually our problems catch up with us.
Yeah.
Are you the sort of person who, when dating, forgets to make time for herself?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. Like, all my friends say that about me. Like, whenever I like someone, other interests or other hobby become nothing to me. I do those things. I think about them. I do other things. I think about them. I'm long. I think about them. Kind of just want to stick myself next to him. Like, whatever he do, I do. I follow you. And I don't know why I'm so clingy when I actually like someone. Because, like, up with other people, most of the time, I'm pretty, like, independent. But I also have another problem, is whenever people got too nice to me, I don't like them immediately.
Why?
Like, that's something I think I need to go back to the therapist.
My concern with you is you're going to have one of these lose-it moments where you blow up and hit somebody, and they're going to call the cops. I mean, people have been jailed for nicking a pair of gloves.
Like I said, I don't want to be on mat. So that's why I'm saying maybe my problem is not that bad yet.
Thanks for not hating me. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
You see, that's what I'm talking about. See, that's my third person. That's my bipolar shit. That's my superpower. Ain't no disability. I'm a superhero. I'm a superhero. Yeah!
Next week. The Agitated Stewardess. You can download extras on the Mental Ideas platform. That's mentalideas.org. I've been Sadie Kay, and so have I.